Templeton's beloved? Are you guys blessed? Bobby Jean, are you blessed? Are you blessed? God is so good. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. So in John chapter 9, we want to talk about this. We got to put our trust in Jesus, guys. We kind of talked about this last week. Nobody in this church is allowed to give up. Amen. We can't do it. God really wants to bless a lot of us. God really wants to bless us all. Amen. You know what I'm saying this morning? Let's get excited. I'm super stoked up about this. All right, here we go. John chapter 9. As he went along, talking about Jesus here, as he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Verse 3, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." Let's give him some praise, guys. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father God, we just love you and praise you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing in this house, Lord. Thank you that your will is going to be done. Thank you, Father, that we want to receive this word, that we're going to walk in this word, and we're going to leave here blessed and energized and excited to go out and face what you have for us, Lord. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. So we got this little short story here, and it is so powerful, and there's so much that we can learn from it, guys, so much that can really, really bless us. Listen, we're talking about not giving up, okay? So no matter what seems impossible in your life, if you can't make that decision, you don't know which way to go, you can't seem to give up this thing that has been so much a part of your life for so many years, there's all this stuff that can be weighing on you. And what I'm trying to tell you this morning is put your focus on God, trust in the Most High God, because he can do the impossible. Amen? Okay, here we go. John 9 and verse 1. As he passed by, talking about Jesus, as he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. Okay, now this kind of just jumped out at me the other day when I was reading this. You know what I mean? Here's this guy. This is a hopeless situation. You know what I mean? Let's face it, without a miracle, without a touch from the Master, this guy was going to be blind for all his life. And he had already been blind his whole life. You know what I mean? But here comes the Messiah. Who's ready to meet with the Messiah today? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And here's the thing. Jesus goes towards this guy. He didn't avoid the situation. What I'm trying to say to you guys, listen, whatever you're going through, it's not impossible. And the Most High God wants to be with you. Amen. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, there's some amazing benefits that we have. Amen. And a lot of us aren't really taking him up on those. You know what I mean? He wants to do so much more than just save our souls. Amen. And a lot of us are miserable. A lot of us are living in places, in different levels where we don't need to be, where God really wants to bless us and break us out of some situations. But we have to put our trust in him. Amen. Are y'all with me this morning? Here's this guy. Here's this fellow right here. Hopeless situation. Jesus doesn't avoid him. Jesus goes right into the heat of the situation. You know what I'm saying this morning? God wants to be with you. I'm going to back that up. Okay, Psalm 46 in verse 1. It's on your monitor right there. God is our refuge and strength. In your situation, whether you're dealing with your own consequences because of our own selfish actions, and we definitely do those, right? We do stuff we shouldn't do. We have to deal with those consequences. Or we're just in a bad, hopeless situation that we really didn't have nothing to do with. It just kind of happened. Whatever you're going through, amen, look, you want to get peace in the situation? Run to the Most High God. Amen. Let me make this clear. He does exist. Amen. He does love you. He does have a plan for you. You do have enough faith to accept that this morning. Amen. So just reach out and grab hold of the fact that my God exists. He loves me and he's got a plan for me. Amen. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. Psalm 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge. Can we run to him this morning, guys? Or are you going to keep trying to do it on your own? Raise your hands if you're real good at messing things up because you're trying to do it on your own power. Right. There's a lot of things that we can't do, guys. There's a lot of things that we can't do, but we can do all things through Christ. Amen. And he's got that provision. He's got that blessing for us. God is our refuge and strength. So whatever I need, not what I want, okay, but whatever I need, my God is going to be there for me. My God is going to give me what I need to get through this situation. I'm just trying to tell you this morning, number one, God is good. And number two, okay, don't give up on Him. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Very present. Right now. Right now. Remember when you were in school and the teacher would say, Paul Rott, and you'd say president or present, whatever. Cause you were there, right? You were there. God is present right now. Amen. He is a present help in times of trouble. Whatever you are going through, amen, your God wants to be there with you. Amen. Sometimes we want to do it our own way. And he's trying to tell us, hey, cool down, man. Follow this good book. Let's get through this together. Amen. And we keep messing stuff up, don't we? But listen, my God, if I put my focus on Him, I can walk on water. We're about to do that right now. Brother Rick, bring out that water. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. But you know what, man? I can do all things through Christ. Amen. My God is there with me. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Now listen, this is so cool, man. God gives Himself. Okay, God gives Himself. God gives Himself in our hardest times, in those deepest, darkest areas in our life, man. God gives Himself. God is our peace. God is our portion. Do you understand what I'm saying this morning? Amen. God doesn't just help you. God is with you. Amen. Joshua 1 verse 9, guys. I know you know the verse. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. I don't have to be fearful about the unknowns in my life. I don't have to be fearful. I don't have to be worried. I don't have to be discouraged. I don't have to be in despair. Amen. My God is with me, and that should change how I perceive everything, man. My God is with me. Amen. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God. Okay. Not your neighbor Tom, but the Lord your God. Amen. Is with you. Amen. Think about that. The creator of the universe who gave you life is with you. Amen. Be not dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So, John 9 verse 1. As he passed by, he didn't just keep on going. Okay? As he passed by, he saw a need, he ran to that need, and he dug in, and he did what he could. Amen? So let that be an example for all of us. Amen? You see a need, you see something, you know what? Maybe all you can do is pray about it, but guess what? We need to really pray about it. Amen. But we should do what we can do. Amen. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. Verse 2. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Now, ever since I was a little kid, that was a long, long time ago, when I read that verse, or a Sunday school teacher or someone would say that verse, I'd be like, that is a really silly question. You know, that is a really weird question for these guys to ask Jesus. You know, why is this guy blind? Is it because he sinned? Okay, so let's dissect this a little bit. Okay, the dude was born blind, right? He was born blind. So what they're talking about is it because this guy sinned when he was in the womb? Now that sounds crazy, right? Okay, well, there was a lot of folks back then, a lot of Hebrews, that believed you could sin when you were in the womb. Okay, so that's where that's coming from, and we all know that's not true. Amen? So, okay, we can just scratch that off right there. Amen? You don't sin in the womb. Right? Well, I don't know about you, I had it pretty together in the womb. I was walking that line. No, I'm playing, man. You don't sin in the womb. Now, let me say this. The effects of sin can be manifested in the womb. You know what I'm saying? You can be born with a birth defect or different things like that. That's not because of your sin. That's because we live in a fallen world. Amen? We live in a world where bad things happen to innocent people, right? All the time. Amen? Okay, but you don't sin in the womb, so we can go ahead and cross that one off. Amen? Can I get a witness? Okay. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Okay, now, parents do sin. Raise your hands if you're a parent and you ever sin. Right? Right? Yeah. We do blow. We make mistakes all the time. Okay. But guess what? This is going to be really cool, man. This might blow your mind. I mean, it's not going to blow your mind. But check this out. Go to the next slide, please. Okay, look at Ezekiel 18 and verse 20. And guys, I really, really want you to listen to these verses right here. Ezekiel 18, verse 20. The soul who sins shall die. Okay, we know that the wages of sin is death, right? That's why we need a Savior. Okay, the soul who sins shall die. The son shall not suffer for the iniquity of the father. Did you hear that? Okay, so this guy is not blind because he's paying for his parents' sins. Okay, you don't sin in the womb, so it ain't that. He's not paying for his parents' transgressions. Amen. He's not paying for their sins. Does that make sense? The soul who sins shall die. The son shall not suffer for the iniquity of the father, nor the father suffer for the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon them, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon themselves. So this blind guy, he's going to have to pay for his own sins if you don't accept Jesus Christ, right? Okay, but he is not dealing with the blindness. He is not paying for his parents' sin. Does that make sense? Okay. Well, no. I think you need to do your research there, Paul, because it seems like I remember Preacher Fred saying something, or my grandma saying something, and we're all students of the Word, right? We're all students of the Word, and we got to understand what we're dealing with here. Okay. So we've made that point already. This guy is not suffering. He's not paying for the sins of his parents. Can I get a witness? Exodus 20 and verse 5. Look right there on your monitor. Want to enjoy some of this delicious rock sand spring water. Only the best. Okay. Exodus 20 and verse 5. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. Talking about idolatry. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. That's a powerful verse right there. You know what? We'd keep ourselves out of a lot of trouble if we could remember that our God is jealous for us. You know what I mean? And let's go ahead and say this. He ain't jealous of you. He's not jealous of you. Don't get that confused. Amen? He's jealous for you. He saved you. He created you. He loves you. He's got a plan for you. Every good thing in your life is because of Him. Amen? And this is a holy God who says, you are my baby. Amen. I don't want anybody or anything more important to you than I am. Amen. Can we give them some praise real fast? Thank you, Lord. Okay. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the father on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. Boom! I got you, Paul. Right there. I got you. Well, what is it, man? What is it? Okay, this is the deal. I'm going to try and explain this. All right, I can do the best I can. Here's the deal, man. If I, as a father, am bound up in some sort of sin that maybe I grew up watching the old man do, you know what? It's going to be easier for me to get involved in that sin. You know what I mean? And it's going to be a lot easier for my children to be involved in that sin. And that's going to go on and on and on until somebody decides, you know what? I don't care that my old man couldn't stay away from the booze. You know what I mean? I'm not going to live like that. I'm going to put my trust in the Most High God. I'm going to break this chain. That's what that's talking about right there. It's a whole lot easier for someone else to get bound in the same type of sin that their mama or daddy did. Amen? You know what I mean? And it certainly affects them. It certainly affects them. You know what I mean? Like, if I went out and robbed a bank, guess what? Ain't nobody providing for the kiddies. So, yeah, they're going to have to deal with it like that. But what I'm saying is God is a just God and a holy God, and He will never, ever, ever make you pay for the sins of your parents. You know what I mean? We each got to do that on our own. Can I get a witness? Okay, now, that's just some helpful information for us, and you guys already knew all that, I'm sure. But I wanted to make that point clear. The disciples were asking this stuff, and we can just go ahead and say, wrong and wrong. It wasn't that. Amen? All God's people said, it wasn't any of that. Word up. Okay, John 9 and verse 1. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered. Now, this is where we need to really start paying attention right here. Jesus, when Jesus talks, he's way more important than E.F. Hutton, right? No one, that verse is, I mean, Does anybody even remember that commercial? When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen? That was a long, I guess, Rots, that was only on at our house. Because only, it don't even matter. It's neither here nor there. But listen, when you see red letter stuff in the Bible, that's when we put our thinking caps on, right? Okay, so this is Jesus going to answer this question, man. Okay, Jesus answered, it was not that this man sinned or his parents. Okay, so it's pretty amazing right here, Jesus. We have a sinless blind guy and a sinless mommy and daddy. That's not what he's saying. He's not saying these are perfect people. He's saying this situation isn't because of their sin, and it's not because of his sin. You see what I'm saying? All right. It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that this is going to be a good spot. If I still have your attention, if you're still awake, this is a great spot for us to get like excited and maybe some amens or something. Okay. Are y'all ready? Are you ready? You ready? I know you guys are ready. Okay. It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. So here's this blind guy. Hopeless situation. He was born blind. And if nothing happens, he's going to stay blind forever. He has to beg for everything. He's been going through a hard time for a long time. Can I get a witness? Doesn't look like it's going to get any better. Okay? So whatever you're going through, man, understand, man, that this is an awesome opportunity for God to show himself mighty in your life. Amen? We already know that God wants to be with his children through any hard time. And I wish that I could stand up right here and say that Christians don't go through hard times, but we all know that's not true. We all go through hard times, right? And we need to understand that God is with me, man. He wants to be that present help in times of trouble. I need to begin to follow him and listen to him if I'm not already doing that. Amen? So here we go. Okay. Luke 18 and verse 27 on your monitor. But he said, this is Jesus, but he said, what is impossible with man is possible with God. That's something we all need to remember right there. Man, we can be in some pretty bad, nasty situations. You know what I mean? We can be like, man, I don't know, man. I make this much money and I got this much bills right here. You know what I mean? I got all this happening. Okay. But what is impossible for me? I don't know how I'm going to get through this. It's not impossible for God. Amen. And I do hate to say it, man. I'm walking, living proof of it. I've made some pretty crummy financial decisions. And sometimes we have to pay for those we have those consequences of making bad decisions, right? But you know, even when we make bad decisions, my God wants to be there with me. He wants to help me through these, and he wants me to learn some lessons while I'm going through it. Amen? Okay. Okay, but he said, what is impossible with man is possible with God. Man, that's just a powerful verse right there, man. Okay. John 9 and verse 6. Oh, this is good. Having said these things, so Jesus is like, I'm not passing this guy up, man. This is going to be something awesome, man. That Peter, James, John, this is going to get you fired up, man. You'll never forget this right here. Amen. So listen, man, I know life's hard. I know it's tough, man. I know all these things can be weighing down on you, but you serve a mighty God. Amen. And he can do all things. Amen. And let's get ready, man. I talked about this last week, and I really feel like this is super important for these people in this room right now, that we need to be an expectant people. That we need to be really expectant, you know, and be prepared for that sudden change, man. Where, I mean, this dude is, you know, he woke up. Yep. I'm blind again. Woke up blind. Nope. But I can smell really good. That sense is amazing. Well, that's great. That's great, man. You know what I mean? But I got to beg for my money, okay? If I don't get no money, I'm not going to eat. Everybody else is begging, and Joe Bill beside me, he ain't got no legs, man. They've been giving him more money lately. You know what I mean? This is a hard world for this guy, man. That's what I'm saying. There ain't no government assistance. If no one gives him no money, he ain't going to eat. So he has to depend on the charity of other folks. Amen? Bad situation. All God's people say it's a pretty bad situation. Yep, but not for God, right? Having said these things, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva. This is Jesus. This is one of the weirder miracles in the Bible. It really is. I mean, when I was reading this, you know, and I knew about this story a long time. Yeah, I've known it for a long time. But there's just something about reading it fresh and thinking, you know, Jesus, that's kind of nasty. Jesus spits on the ground, makes some mud, smears it on this blind guy's eyes. You know, maybe the blind guy might not even know what's going on. He's like, oh, what is that? That's cold. What is, you know, what's this? What's going on here? But you know what I'm saying? And there's all kinds of talk. Do your research, man. There's all kinds of speculation on why Jesus did this. And some of them are really, really good, and some of them are really, really out there. The truth is, we really, really, honestly, we don't know, because Jesus doesn't tell us exactly why he did that. You know what I mean? Some of the better ones, if I can remember, or some of the ones that I liked was, it was like a repair kit. Like, you know how you get a hole in your tire and you do a little patchwork on it? Like, kind of like a repair kit, like we came from the clay, we come from the dirt, so here I'm just going to make up a little more, and here we go. That's cool, right, Alec? That ain't wrong. Yep. Oh, I know all about that, yeah. Yep. Yes, I do. And let me see if I can think of another one. Ministry work is dirty. It can be downright dirty and nasty, right? You're down there in the trenches, man. Okay, well, that's good. Okay. We don't really know what the whole mud spit thing was, man, other than the fact that God is mighty and he can use whatever he wants to make the impossible happen. Okay, so it doesn't matter. It's weird. I mean, God does things all the time that I'm like, what did you do that for? You know, he's God. I'm not. His ways are far above my ways. But he applies this, okay, and this guy's life's about to be changed forever. Having said these things, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud, verse 7, and said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Everyone give him some praise. Now, this isn't lost on any of us here, right? That you know... Okay, let me say it like this. What if that dude was just sitting there and Jesus put the mud on his face and Jesus says, okay, step number one is complete. I did my part. Step number two, you go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he's like, I ain't going nowhere and you need to get this mud off my face somehow. What if he would have said something like that? Or what if he was like, oh, man, I've been blind. I'm going to be blind. This is the thing I do. I've been stuck in this mode forever. I can't even imagine what it would be like to see. I was born blind. I don't have a clue what people look like. This is just how it is. This is how I make my money. This is the thing I do. I hang out with the fellas every day. This is just the rut. This is my lot in life. I think you get the point, right? Okay. What if he would have done that, man? What I'm trying to say is he wouldn't have got healed. He wouldn't have got healed, man. I mean, God can do anything he wants to do. But see, it's our faith. Listen to me. It's our faith in Jesus' ability. It's our faith in God's ability. That's going to change everything. Amen. We got to be obedient to what that book says. We got to do what Jesus says. What I'm trying to say is we have to trust in his ability. You know what I mean? And you can come to that place. Amen. Well, I ain't never seen nobody healed from being blind. Okay, well, newsflash, I ain't either. You know? But I have had some awesome miracles in my life to where when I'm going through a hard impossible, I look back where God was faithful. And I stand on that word. Okay, well, I don't have any of those experiences. Well then, okay, listen to me. I ain't lying to you right now. You know what I mean? Get into the Bible. See where God's been mighty. Stand on it and God will show himself faithful. And give them some praise. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. See, that's kind of tough. That's really hard. Let's be honest, right? That's really, really hard to trust in God with our whole heart when I've got all these bills due and I ain't got no money. And surprisingly, these kids want to eat some food every day. You know what I mean? Like, can't you just fast a couple days? Yeah. Daddy, my tummy burns. No. Yeah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding, because what is impossible for you is not impossible for your God. He can do all things. I don't know how I'm going to pass this test. I got to do, man, trust in God. Do everything you can do in your part. You trust in God for everything else. You know what I'm saying? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Because what you see with your eyes, not talking about the blind guy, because he gets it, but what you see with your own eyes, man, can be awful distracting and awful discouraging. You know what I mean? I put all my money in the stock markets and I don't even know what that stuff's like. I don't know anything about that. But I can imagine it can be depressing sometimes. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. But I have been meaning to talk to you guys about an investment plan while we're all here. No, I'm playing. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Now look at 1 John 5 right there on your monitors. 1 John 5 and verse 14. Do you feel confident this morning in your God? Do you feel confident that He can do this, Bobby Jean Joyner? Even when well-meaning people say the stupidest things. Right? You know, because listen, man, a lot of us have given up on these promises in this book. You know what I mean? Because we've been blind. I've been blind. I was born blind. I'm just a blind dude, man. I'm not like you. I don't have good eye vision. I can't go work in the vineyard. I don't see, man. This is my lot in life. It don't have to be that way. Amen? Amen. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything, oh, this is getting good. This is getting really, really good. That if we ask anything according to His will, right? I don't like the part where it says, if I ask anything, I can have it. Well, no. It's got to be in His will. But whether or not He wants to heal the blind guy, He can get glory out of that situation. You can get what you need of that situation. God can be glorified through your life. The Apostle Paul, he had some sort of ailment, some sort of real serious thing, and he asked God three times, God, I can serve you a lot better if you take this away from me. God, you know, man, we could really, really, really do a lot of awesome stuff if you take this thing away from me. And God was like, no, Paul, my grace is going to be enough for you in this situation. I'm not removing that, because then you'd be way too prideful, man. So God knows what He's doing, okay? He knows what He's doing, okay? So when we pray, let's do this, man, and mean it with our hearts. God, Your will be done in this situation. That is, if you are in a serious, listen to me, children, listen to me. If you are in a serious situation, like a really tough situation, it is extremely hard to really mean, God, Your will be done. When you think you know exactly how this needs to work out, you're like, I need this to go like this. God, creator of the universe, I need Your will to line up with my plan. You know what I mean? And that's how we all are. I mean, look, we all get like that. But see, we got to come to that place. We got to understand, man, God knows way better than how we know how things should work out. He sees the big picture. Amen. So when we pray, we seriously say, God, Your will be done. Your will be done. Amen. All right. You know, did you notice how I said, all right? I listen to the sermons and all that. And it's funny because I'll hear myself say that. But, man, it sounds like I'm mad at them people. I ain't mad at them people. I don't know. Anyways, God is good. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. 1 John 5 and verse 14. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything to His will, He hears us. Oh, He hears us, man. That's awesome. And if we know that He hears us, you understand that God hears us, man. He hears us. He ain't too busy. You know, Jesus probably had a full day of work, full day going on, man. Here's a blind dude. He's like, well, blind, he ain't even gonna know if I don't even talk. He's not even gonna know we came by. Peter, come on. Judas, come on, man. I ain't got time to deal with that. Dude's blind, he ain't gonna know. He didn't do that, man. He went right to that guy. He's not too busy for whatever you're going through. Amen? This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if He knows, and if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask for. That's a whole lot of words just to say, man, we ask God's will be done. We believe it can happen, and God's going to work it out the best possible way, and it's going to be amazing. Amen? All right, let's go to the next slide. Now, you guys have been so good. Well, let me back this up. The blind guy got healed. Put the mud on the eye, he washed, and he was obedient and got healed. Saw great for the rest of his life. Real fast, we're going to talk about one more story. I know you didn't want to hear that. But man, this is this faith thing, man. I'm trying to pound into you guys is, man, that we're going to trust in God, man, because our God can do awesome things. I want you to have faith that I'm not going to talk about this for 45 more minutes. I'm talking about 3, 4, 12, 15, I don't know. You probably ain't wrong. Okay, John 5 and verse 5. One man was there. Okay, bunch of people in a bad off situation, just like our last little story. Listen up, beloved. Okay, you need to understand, you're not the only person going through a really hard time right now. But to God, He is with you. He's walking right up to you. He's not too busy for you. He loves you. He's right in the middle of your storm. Thank you, Jesus. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. That's a long time to be an invalid, ain't it? Dude couldn't walk for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, He said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" That's a really weird thing for Jesus to say. Maybe y'all were thinking about something else. And that's cool, because if I was out there, I'm sure my mind would be wondering. But listen, when Jesus saw him lying there, this dude is a crippled guy. When Jesus saw him lying there on this mat, he had been on this mat for 38 years by this pool. Other people are hurting all around him. Amen. And Jesus says this right here. Like, hey, man, do you want to be healed? Would you like to be healed? Would you like to be able to walk around? That's really weird, isn't it? That's really strange. Been there a long time. He said to him, and Jesus knew he'd been there a long time. How did Jesus know that? Because he's God. Or maybe you've asked him. But of course he's God, so anyways. And knew that he had already been there a long time. He said to him, do you want to be healed? Now that's really an important question. And it was kind of strange to me. But let's understand, man, sometimes we have been so addicted to some sort of temptation that is just so much part of our life that we're like, we have given up on getting free from that years ago. Like, this is just how it is, man. I quit, then I'm back. I quit, then I'm back. Here we go. This is just what I do, man. You know what I mean? Or when I was younger, I thought God could do this in my life. But man, I'm old and gray. And I don't feel like it can happen anymore, man. All God's people are... Put your trust in the Most High God. Amen? Put your trust in the Most High God, because He can do the impossible. Your situation is not impossible, whatever it is. Amen? All right. He said to him, do you want to be healed? Isaiah 30 and verse 18, let me read that. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. He longs to be gracious to you. Don't give up, man. He's still right there, man. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, He will rise up to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice. God's going to work it out. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for Him. Somebody's car alarm's going off. I bet $8 right now it's mine. Okay, all right, back to church. I get that time back, by the way. I get that time back that we lost. Okay. Now listen, man. Isaiah 30 and verse 18. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. God has everything we need. Sometimes we go doing it our own way, or we give up and we don't get those blessings, man, that provision that He has for you. But God's like, dude, come on, man. Just be obedient. Just put your trust in me, man. I can release all kinds of awesomeness if you just put your trust in me and stop messing everything up by doing it your own way. Amen? Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, He will rise up to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice. Man, some of us might just need to know that. You're like, man, God, do you even notice, man, how unfair everything's been in my little world? You know what I mean? Get your eyes off yourself. Put your trust on Jesus. Put your affection on Jesus. And know that if somebody's done you wrong, you've probably done people wrong too, but if someone's done you wrong, God's going to work it out. God's going to work it out. Your job is to forgive. Amen. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for Him. Thank you, Jesus. The blind guy, the crippled guy. Do you want to be healed? You know what I mean? Well, I've been blind my whole life, man. I'm kind of just used to it now. You know, this is just how it is. So we get used to our sin. We get used to our misery. Sometimes that's a comfortable thing for us. You know what I mean? We can get comfortable in the fact that I got my hatred, I got my unforgiveness, and I got my bitterness, and this is just what I do. You can't take that away from me. No, because we'll hold on to that stuff. That sounds silly, but we will hold on to it. Because we've really, really been hurt, like hardcore hurt, you know? And God's like, man, just give that stuff up. I can do something with that stuff, man. Okay. Verse 7. The sick man answered him. This is the invalid, the guy that can't walk. The sick man answered. Jesus said, hey, do you still want to get better? Been a long time. Sun's coming down. You know, the sick man answered him, sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I'm going, another steps down before me. Okay, man, you know how long I've been an invalid? 38 years. I've been seeing people healed all the time for years. Oh, somebody will come sit down next to me and hang out with me, and then he'll get healed. He goes on, walks by every couple of years. He's got a family now and all that. And I've just been sitting here. Sitting on his mat for 38 years. Do I want to get better? Yeah, but I don't even know if that's possible anymore, man. When I was a kid and I could almost get my little elbows down to the water, I thought maybe. But it's been so long now. I don't know. I really, really believe, man, that that's the point right there. That we give up. We give up, man, because we don't want to wait on the Lord. And we've dug ourselves a deeper hole by doing things our own way. You know what I mean? Trust in the Lord, man, because He's mighty to save. Amen. And He's not late. He's not late. You might think He's late, but you know what? He's just saying, trust in me. Let's grow a relationship right now. I'm about to blow your mind, man. It's going to get really, really good. Just trust in me. Amen. Okay. All right. So when the water is stirred up, and while I'm going, another steps down before me. Man, I am so tired of trying to get down to this pool. And before I get down there, everybody else is done healed. The miracle's already over. And then I got to spend the rest of the day trying to get back to my mat. You know what I mean? Verse 8. I mean, no one's helping this guy. He's in a bad situation. Jesus said to him, get up. Where we go? We got to trust in God. This looks impossible. I'm going to be really silly if I try and get up and I fall over backwards. You know what I mean? Man, trust in God. Put your trust in God. Amen? Jesus said to him, get up, take up your bed, and walk. Verse 9. And he said, no, I'm good, man. We got to be obedient to what God says. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter what anybody thinks about you, man. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm going to trust in Him. Verse 9. And at once the man was healed. He got up, man. Them legs were strong. He was healed. And he took up his bed and walked. Can you imagine how nasty that thing would have been? Can you imagine that? But he's like, you know what? I'm not coming back. I don't need this anymore. But I'll never forget where I was. But I'm a changed person. And it's all because of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing these fine folks, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your amazing anointing on each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you that we are hungry for your word. Thank you that we are hungry to be obedient to your word. And thank you for that suddenly coming, Lord, in our life. Thank you for those miracles that are on the way, Lord. And we are ready to receive them, Lord, that we are an expectant people, Lord. We love you and praise you. Thank you, Father God, for your provision and your grace and your mercy. Let us learn what you are trying to teach us, Lord. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen.